Quiet, please. Play.
William Hill brings you expert previews and live in-play betting analysis every day of Wimbledon 2015. InPlayRadio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting. Been some nice build-up to this one with Federer talking in quite nice terms about their 2012 matchups at Wimbledon and, of course, the Olympics. Even saying that he's pretty happy that Murray won the gold medal in the end, which was nice of him. And the record's amazing, Nick, isn't it? 11 wins for Murray, 12 for Federer. When you look back through their history together, I mean, it's kind of surprising that Murray had the kind of sign over him. I kind of forgot this, that in those early years, like 2006 to 2009, Murray more or less won every time they played. Then Federer's kind of chipped back at him. I was having a chat with Dave Kellner, who normally does these podcasts, and before the tournament, and I said, when we got the draw, I said, I'd really like Murray to get to the final. I said, Federer in the semis, he'll beat Federer. Then we look back at last year, and it's like Roger Federer's won the last three meetings between the two of them. Admittedly, he was a bit off colour in the ATP World Tour Finals, Murray, but how much has Murray changed since then, and how good is Federer at the moment, do you think?
I would say Murray's game has gone up 10% since those previous meetings. I mean, I hear what you say about the World Tour Finals. I remember speaking to you guys after that match, and I think I said that Murray hadn't improved in 2014. I remember saying it, and I think in many ways that was justifiable. Now, whether that was the back still recovering from the back, probably was to an extent. And there were elements of that match where, you know, you look back at the stats of that match, Murray didn't win a single point against Federer's first serve in that match. You go back to the match in Cincinnati, I was out there as well last summer, and Federer beat him 6-3, 7-5. And again, similar sort of matchup. Murray had chances in that one, was much more into the match, but Federer just tighter all round. And then you go back to the Aussie Open last year where Federer beat him in four sets. So to answer your question directly, I think Murray's in a much better place now. I really do. I think his game's matured. I think his body's back to 100%. I think there's elements of his game that have come on. I think the second serve, as I said to you before, has been a vast improvement. And I think this year, more than anything else, we have seen Murray attack the second serve of players a lot more. It's been something people have been asking him to do for many, many years. But for now, this year, it seems to have really ticked that he can attack the second serve of players. Now, obviously, against Federer, it's a tougher ask. I was just looking through the stats of the tournament so far. Federer's winning, I think, 66% of his second serve points won during these championships so far. Murray, on the other hand, is winning just 54% of his second serve points won. So as much as we talk about Murray's second serve coming on, Federer is still defending that serve a little better. But then I think you have to look at who Federer's played. He's played Querrey and Groth, guys who don't return particularly well in the early rounds. Gilles Simon yesterday, who didn't really give him any kind of trouble. And then the previous round, he played Bautista or Good. So it's a little tough from Federer's perspective, I think, to get a real feel for where his game is at. Because for my money, he really hasn't had a challenge yet. I don't think he's really had a real stern test. Nothing, certainly, in the league of Murray has had so far. You know, with Karlovic, Pospisil played well, I thought, the day before. Seppi could match him at times from the back of the court, and it was fairly even. That was fairly one-sided in the fourth. So, you know, you can toss this matchup up in so many ways. It comes down to how offensive Federer is going to be. And again, looking at how often he's served and volleyed in this tournament so far, Federer's been at the net on average about 30 times each match throughout the tournament so far. I would expect it to be the same against Murray. I would expect him to come in a similar number, if not more. The question is, how effective can he be when he can't come forwards, when both players are at the back of the court? Because right now, I still think Murray's hitting a bigger and firmer ball from the back of the court. Certainly off the backhand side, he's stronger. Forehand side, you've got to still favour Federer. But the question is, if Murray keeps the ball to a decent length, how is Federer going to get on the front foot when they're both in a baseline rally? Because for me, I'm still backing Murray in those 50-50 situations from the back of the court. So Murray's going to have to defend his serve well initially. If he can do that and create chances on the Federer serve, which I expect him to, I really do, I expect him to make it awkward for Federer. I think this has got the makings of four or five sets. I went with Murray at the start of the tournament, Lee, and I'm not going away from that because I think he's back to where he was a couple of years ago, if not better. His game is in great shape. His mind is probably as strong as it's ever been. And again, as I said to you guys a few times this week, it looks as though to me he has this X factor back again, this kind of real determination, channeled determination, really channeled determination in his mind that he had a couple of years ago. and I think he'll be well up for this. I think it's got the makings of five. I really do. I think from a betting perspective, it's a tough one to call, make no mistake about it. But I think you've still got to lean with Murray. He's the younger man. I think he's at home, and I think you've got to factor in the crowd as well. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of support, Lee, for Federer. But I think Murray, factoring in the crowd, if he can get off to a good start here, four or five sets, I'd be looking at Murray to face Djokovic in the final.
Yeah, the interesting thing, we always talk about Murray's mental side of things. The interesting thing, Nick, is when you hear him talk and when you see his demeanour at the moment, he's grown into it, hasn't he? No longer are we kind of nervous anymore as a viewing public about having a British player in the last eight or the last four. It's just what happens now, and he's grown into that. I don't think he feels the pressure as much now, having won the thing.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's maturity, isn't it? And I think there's a number of things people have said to me numerous times, you know, in the last 10 weeks, is he a better player since he got married? Is he calmer since he got married? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? If you're happier in your private life, you're certainly going to be happier in your professional life. And, you know, it's easy to look at the two and kind of think, oh, well, that's an easy assumption. But I think there probably is something to that as well, you know, a bit more calmness in terms of, you know, the way he feels. But ultimately, he's got to be playing well, and he is playing well. And it comes off the best clay court season he's ever had. You know, winning in Munich, winning in Madrid, beating Nadal on clay in Madrid. That was a massive confidence boost for Murray. And then to come into Queens, won a couple of early matches there, got on a roll, won the tournament. And he's just looked to have that extra bit between his teeth here. And I hear everything about Federer. I hear everything about the way he's played so far, and he's done nothing wrong. And if he executes, and if he comes in relentlessly and asks Murray questions to pass him time and time and time again, then Federer's got to have a shout out here. But I just think it's going to be Murray's day. I really do. I think he's hitting the ball off the ground as well as he ever has done. And I think he's, as I say, at the risk of repeating myself, I just think he's in a really good place right now. And I think from a betting perspective, I'd probably be looking at Murray in four.
Yeah, that's 7-2. Andy Murray to win 3-1 is 7-2. Andy Murray 3-2 is 5-1. 3-love is 3-1. Roger Federer 3-love is 9-2. It's also 9-2 for Federer to win 3-1, and Roger Federer in five is 11-2. If you just want a pretty safe bet, then Andy Murray to win and both players to win a set is 5-4. The flip of that is Federer to win and both players to win a set 7-4. And if you want to take out the winner completely, both players to win a set, at least in the match, is 8-15.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.